Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris by Hayley Williams and Boy Genius. That's Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers.
Looking quietly down at the path, a firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
My name is Michaela Jordan Murray from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Lávese las manos, evite a las personas enfermas y evite tocarse la cara. Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Visite cdc.gov/COVID-19, gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Gig Talk. Gig Talk. Gig Talk. Gig Talk. Talking about the life on stage, shady promoters and tour van rage. If you've got a tale to tell, call us up, because we're here to help.
Hello.
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 That was a nice little intro. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, you're calling the radio station. Are you not trying to call the radio station?
Oh, yeah, I am. My friend told me to call in. Is this the request line?
It is not the request line. It is supposed to be a show, but the hosts aren't here, so it's not a show. But would you like to say something anyway?
Yeah, well, what are you doing right now there?
I'm waiting for the host to log in.
Oh, I see. Cool. Are you going to play some music tonight?
Don't know what is going to happen yet. We have not established. There's a musical show coming on at 9 and then another one coming on at 10. But the next hour is undecided, undetermined at this point.
Oh, great. Those are the best times.
Would you like to hear?
Then anything can happen.
Would you like to? You can pick the next song. How about that? What song would you like to?
This is Wave Farm, right?
It is. Yes.
Love it. Love it. Love it. It can be any song.
It has to be the clean version of any song.
Of course, right. Well, I don't even know if you will have it or not. Do you have any Delia Derbyshire?
Oh, let's see. That might be. Yeah, it looks like there is some here.
Wow, cool. What's the catalog like there? How much do you, how many?
Oh, we have to, it would take me hours to go through it all, but it looks like we have her album that came out last year called The Synth and Electronic Recording Exchanges.
Oh, interesting.
So why don't we play a little of that while we wait for our host?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling. All right.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Hey, Tom?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Matt.
Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to connect with you on the WGXC video or the face or our FaceTime, and you're not getting a ring for some reason.
I have not been getting any rings. Yes, I've rung you guys, but I've not gotten any rings here.
Bizarre. Kevin and I were trying to connect with you, so we figured we have to call you directly. Hello, Gig Talk listeners. This is Matt. And do you want to try which? Let's deal with the technical. Are you using the wave? Because we can't add the wavefarm.org either. We're dialing up Tom at WGXC.org.
Yeah, you're using FaceTime, and WGXC or Wavefarm is not a person and doesn't have a FaceTime account. Only
well, it was the same. Whatever we did last time was what worked, so I don't know why it changed.
Nothing changed. If you would let me finish, I was just saying that Wavefarm does not have a FaceTime account, and only Tom Rowe has a FaceTime account, and that is what you have been previously reaching.
Let's try one more time. I'll buzz you.
We're quitting FaceTime and restarting FaceTime again, so yeah. I can also
ring. This is a multi-dimensional experience, folks, where graciously Tom is running the board. Did you already have one Gig Talk call before you started?
We did. We had a request for Dahlia Derbyshire, and we fulfilled that request.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, I'm glad we can give requests out. Here, I'm going to push the button one more time. Let's see what happens. and live on the radio technical experiences. Let's see. Well, yeah, keep playing music, Tom. Maybe I'll hang up here and try and connect with you.
All right.
Thank you.
From WTXC, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. It's Matt again. Yes, this is a no dice experience in the gig world right now. You're not getting any buzzing in when I'm hitting that button?
I am not getting any input at all. Before, I got a couple messages, 5 or 10 minutes ago about do I want to join? And I said yes, I want to join. And then nothing happened. But now I'm not even getting messages about wanting to join.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Hip-hop culture.
with them brothers from the field. Serving y'all threat. Brothers from the field, and the beats that be thorough.
On the beat like this.
I don't know what's happening here.
You're on the air.
Do you hear me, Tom?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. Well, now, yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, well,
on the air.
It's a, there's a delay.
Yeah, there's a, let's see, it's my, how about now? You probably can't hear me now, right? You couldn't hear me then, right? I just have to turn this down.
No, I can still hear you.
You couldn't
yeah,
hear me when
just
I...
just like playing a gig tonight. Like, you think everything's set up, you've done it 4 or 5 times in a row, and then nothing works suddenly.
I don't know. I have an answer to your question. Last week you asked me what was the worst gig ever, and I'm going to say the worst gig ever is this coming Saturday when we had a gig that we've been doing for 4 years, I think, four or five years. So we set up a gig in the COVID world and for this coming Saturday, and then we find out an hour or two ago that the organization that we set up the gig with in the new COVID world set up their own competing gig on the same night and have not mentioning our the gig that we set up with them at all. They're just promoting their competing gig the same exact night.
Oh, no.
So I'm in a lovely mood. I need like...
That's horrible.
All right, oh, okay. So is Kevin going to join us? I sent you guys both the Zoom instructions.
Yeah, I Kevin had not been a Zoom person until maybe right now. He was paranoid.
Oh, yeah, the clan might be Zooming in on us any minute.
I'm on a 7-second delay here, too.
Well,
cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But maybe we'll see. This is a free form experience right now.
I'm not sure why the delay.
We were trying to check in.
Turn this down. Oh, my God.
Holy smokes. Gig. You know, life is a gig that you don't always anticipate. And today is a great example of that. Oh, wait. That might be why. I think I would, because I was playing the radio feed at the same time. Can you hear me now, Tom? Yeah, okay, now I'm no longer on the radio feed, so like, or I don't have the feedback, and the feedback was caused because I was playing the stream at the same time. So we'll see if Kevin gets his act together and gets Zoom, but hey, if you are available, people, it's 518-622-2598 to call Gig Talk. So that's what you got to do, is let us know how you're doing. Have you gotten your pandemic unemployment insurance yet? Have you gotten your stimulus check? Have you filled out your census application? Oh, is that a caller? Okay, that was just the sound. So I was going to give some information out, because that's always useful, that people should use the census to still let people know how where they live. And you can do that online instead of letting someone come to your door, because no one wants that really right now. And that's 2020census.gov. So let's see. What's there? The census is mute. Well, I went through, I've been on the phone with the Teachers Retirement Service system a couple times last week. And I also had a TurboTax music. I think the Teachers Retirement music was sort of like soft rock, but everything gets that bit, that, what is the word? The pitch shifting sort of like buzzing that happens when you, a bit crusher. Yeah, that's the effect I'm thinking about. everything sounds like a bit crusher with the radio or with the cell phone and the on hold music. So let's see if, yeah, Kevin is still not in this Zoom chat, but it's 518-622-2598. And so, yeah, like I said, the music on a hold with the teacher's retirement system was sort of soft rock. And then the car insurance company I was on hold with was more like kind of light jazz. Have you had any exciting hold music, Kevin or Tom? Right on. What's... Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, what about, so what's your day-to-day like life like? Give us the scene report. We'll start with you, and then we'll go further. Yeah, well, I mean, listening to his press conferences is a real kicker. I went through a period of Friday through basically today where I had a real delirium experience of negativity because I tried to do my taxes on Friday. And as I attempted to e-file my taxes, then it said, hey, you've already filed your taxes for this year with the 2019 number. And that definitely didn't happen. So what it turns out it happened was that what happened was the idea that I attempted to get the stimulus money coming through, it didn't work. So it's just a mess. And then 420 happened, that was a holiday. I'm going to call my friend who was trying to get in touch with me on Gig Talk, and I'll put him on speakerphone. And hey, Martin. Hey, you're live on the radio via Zoom into the internet right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but you got to wait. Oh, so now you're listening on the
radio.
You got to turn off your radio now. This is just like a gig, right? WFAN. Mike, like this is just like Mike and the Mad Dog or Don Imus. And like Kevin is trying to, is either refusing to download Zoom because he has privacy concerns about it and like is maybe like not going to be on the show anymore because Zoom is, he's been an anti-Zoomer. Are you anti-Zoom, Martin?
I don't have time to be anti-Zoom, man. Get out of here.
There you go. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. No one has time to be anti-Zoom. We got to just accept that, like, our privacy.
You know, by the time you're done deciding whether that's, you know, a conspiracy or not, you've lost many gigs.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, like, yeah, if it's sort of the same way that a lot of people that were experimental filmmakers that insisted they only make 16 millimeter or 8 millimeter films when digital came around and they like had the option to make digital films and they said, no, I won't do that. You know, that's like a view for I don't know, how would you describe that, Martin, as a filmmaker yourself?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're the same, but I'm just going with the flow, you know, in an everyday situation. And if I start to think too much about long-term effects of things that I don't know what the long-term effects are of, or surveillance or conspiracy theories, I feel like I'm just going to miss out.
I
do what works on the day-to-day.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate that I'm able to do it.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. I mean, personally, for me, like, I feel that my own personal privacy, we've already given it up. You know, like your day-to-day world via your cell phone, via your internet-connected devices. But really, I mean, beyond people making money on you, which is just an unfortunate God-given reality, like, what will they do with that information? That's what I want to know. Like, do you have an answer for that?
Yeah. I'm sure there's many things that they can do with, because we're not thinking about that 24/7, but they are. I mean, they're thinking 24/7 how to screw us, how to make money from us. So it's hard for a person that's living their life to think about those possibilities. It's kind of like, that's why advertising works, because they're thinking of that stuff 24/7, or that's, you know, how they're making money. And you're just walking by and you see something and it catches your eye and all of a sudden you're buying them.
Yeah.
That's the genius of advertising. And, you know, we're just living our lives. So it's not like if we start to think about all those things, we'll just go crazy. I'm sure there's ways that they are able to use that information. No doubt. I mean, there's a reason why all that stuff, you know, they collect data and of course they're using it for something.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. All of the data that's being used is either for profit or for like something else nefarious. But again, we really what choice do we have? We gotta, you know, keep rolling with the punches. And today, for example, yeah, so Kevin say you don't want to pay. Okay. Huh. Well, yeah, we got Martine is now the new co-host. Can the radio people hear Martine? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish Kevin was out there though. I miss Gig Talk. I remember I used to listen to Gig Talk, and I even one time from Peru, because I couldn't call directly because I didn't have phone service that would make international calls. I called my mom and she put the phone on speakerphone and she dialed Gig Talk so I could talk through her speakerphone at my house and at my mom's house in California. Those are the lengths that I went through to talk to you guys.
Well, we can expand. I guess this can become a party line because I got Martine on a WhatsApp that's like next to my speaker. So we'll give out the Gig Talk number again. It's 518-622-2598. We have about a half hour left in the show. And so let us get the temperature check of how your life is in the quarantine. Martine, do you want to give more examples of how you're doing?
Going out and walking in the woods, you know, for my
caller, you're on the air. We've got a call.
Hey. Oh, we have a call on the air. Hello, caller. How are you? Let's
I'm
listen.
I'm good. How are you? Hello.
I don't know.
Hey, do you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I had a long day and I just finished like hours of teaching like on Zoom. Yeah, you guys were talking about Zoom. Yeah, totally Zoomed out.
The news is Kevin has refused since the first day of Zoom to join Zoom because he's afraid of the privacy concerns. How do you feel about the privacy concerns on Zoom, Lim?
I mean, I don't like it, of course. It's nothing compared to like a real like contact with the person, and it sucks, but I mean, for the time being, I you know, what can you do? Like, if you don't do it, you just have nothing, I guess.
Right, exactly. So you're saying you have to be adaptable, and even if supposedly there is this potential privacy infringement that this new video chatting service is doing, we have to adapt.
Yes. I mean, that's the choice I made, you know, because I have to continue to teach students, and also, you know, I talk to friends that way. Otherwise, I would just not talk to anybody for months and months.
Yeah.
Well, have you,
say that again?
Oh, I mean, I respect Kevin's choice, you know? I mean, he's doing his thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's missing out on the show right now, but I guess that's the way, yeah. I had an experience with Kevin in going from Cologne to Ghent in last June, where we had to make an 11 a.m. Train, and we were sleeping in different places, and Kevin attempted to take a taxi to the train station via downloading an app on his phone in Germany 5 minutes beforehand, you know, at like 10:55, thinking he could get that 11:30 train. And so, not surprisingly, he misses the train. So I get to the gig, and we were playing three sets. So set one I did by myself. And, that was a surprise, and, you know, it was kind of fun. But then set two and set three were better because he showed up.
I see. But, I mean, let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't he download the app way ahead of time so that does not happen?
Well, yeah, that's the lesson learned, is that, A, you shouldn't try and download an app 5 minutes before you need to use it. And then, B, you just, like, walk to the train, like, get on the train via public transit. Like, it was ridiculous. Martine, you're listening to all of this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Hello.
I mean, have you ever missed an important event because of downloading an app 5 minutes before you attempted to go somewhere?
No, I mean, no.
No? Okay.
I don't have that. I guess I don't rely that much on the phone. Yeah,
so you would just, like, walk to the place.
I mean, I don't know I'll walk anywhere if it's, like, you know, 30 minutes is fine.
Right on.
Or if things become very simple by walking, I'll even walk an hour or more.
I'm going to see if I can get Kevin in a FaceTime, video chat at the same time and see if I can
you can use all your apps at the same time.
Okay, we're ringing Kevin on Facebook while I'm on Zoom and the WhatsApp is going, and we have Lim on the radio. So it's a real party line happening right now.
This is like a new thing. You're starting the whole new thing, Matt.
We'll see if we can get Skype going.
Come on, Kevin, pick it up.
Come on, Kevin, pick up. Yeah, Kevin's boycotting because of Zoom. Like, the other... Yeah. I mean, what I was thinking about was in all of the webcam work that people are doing right now to make a buck, you know, they're playing music throughout all of their performances. And so, like, how are they gonna they gotta license that music in theory. Yeah, we could do a little Martine. Why don't we get a duo between Martine on saxophone and Lim on upright bass,
like right now?
Yeah, do that now and I'll get that ringtone going.
Sax ready.
Okay, well, that's cool. We'll start with some upright bass via Lim if you got the bass, and I'll get that ringtone going.
I need a couple minutes as well. My bass.
Okay,
is,
she needs a couple minutes too. Okay, we can't get people ready just right away, but that's okay.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna try Kevin again. We'll get that ringtone going.
I'll go get the bass.
Yeah. I mean, this is radical radio. Okay, there's the ringtone. Let's see if we get Kevin.
Hello?
There we go.
I'm getting the sax out.
There we go. Good, good. I just texted Kevin again. But
don't tease me with an impromptu live stream.
Yeah, this, yeah, we got Martin Escalante, we got Lim Yang, and we got an attempt of getting Kevin Shea on the radio. And, you know, I'm going to hit a rhythm.
Hey, I got the bass ready. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I got the bass ready.
Yeah, Kevin's not answering.
Oh, geez. Oh, it's terribly out of tune.
Yeah, that's my Turkish keyboard. Should I turn the tempo up? Yeah, I'll give a little faster tempo.
How's that sound?
That's good. Yeah, keep going with that.
What are we doing? Happening here,
you know. Okay, we're keeping going. The jam is happening. I'm gonna try.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we were jamming. I didn't know what was going on.
Wait, is Kevin there? Kevin is connecting to Zoom. Wait, hold on. I'm going to hang up on FaceTime. I think Kevin is connecting to Zoom.
Are you there, Kevin?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, unmute Kevin. This is Kevin Shea's first time using Zoom. And we got this is a real party happening. Martin, keep playing.
Woohoo! Kevin!
Kevin, are you there? It says connecting to audio. Yeah, Lim, are you still playing? Oh, there you are, Kevin. What up? We still can't. You got to hit unmute the thing on the bottom, Kevin. There's a button that hits unmute. I can see him, but you gotta click connecting. Yeah. Yeah, keep going, Martin. Kevin's trying to connect the audio.
This is the best radio.
Oh, there you are. I heard you for a second, Kevin. Do you have to unmute?
Jesus, what's going on?
Lynn, you're there still. How do you
I'm
like that here. Saxophone sound?
Is that that's a saxophone sound?
Yeah, that saxophone.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Hey, Kevin.
Well,
there you are.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Kevin.
What is this radio show missing half of a host? That wasn't a deal. Hello?
What the hell?
There you are. Hey.
Is it working?
Yeah, yes. It's working. You're on the radio now.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Why can't... Is this...
Yes. I'll play something for you.
You might want to turn off if you had the Waveform app going.
Now is it working?
Yeah, it's working. We're having a jam. We got Martine on WhatsApp on my phone, and we got Lynn on bass in Brooklyn.
Ah, I see.
So let's talk, Kevin. You overcame your frustration with Zoom right now.
Well, I looked up online, and they said they're adding all these security protocols over the last 24 hours.
Okay. So because of the last 24 hours of Zoom life, or the protocols, you're cool with it now. I was saying before you got on the phone or on the air that maybe Zoom is all we got. So privacy be damned.
Yeah, it says Zoom makes privacy and security fixes as millions flock to service over the last 8 hours, CNN.
Oh, I see.
Say hello to Lim, Kevin.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's up?
Oh, dang.
Dang.
What's up? What's going on in paradise?
Oh, it's, you know, living the dream. Yeah. Drinking.
Are you playing? Do you have a rattlesnake?
Champagne. Oh, no, I don't.
Well, that's Martine Escalante on WhatsApp.
I have to say the sound is much better on FaceTime.
You sound very, clean and clear, actually.
Yeah, there might be settings. I don't know what those settings are, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm gonna look for some settings.
For the past...
Oh, there we go. I mean, this is kind of just like... I remember gigs where nothing works, and so this is a version of a simulation of that experience. But right. It is cool that with Zoom, we got a caller on the radio. We got Martine on my phone into the speaker. And then you're where you are, Kevin, and Tom's where he is.
I'm in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Does anyone know where paradise is?
Is it in Williamsburg?
Why don't you play some drums for us, Kevin?
I can't tell what's going on. It sounds, I like it all. I know that. Sounds,
that's definitely what's hell. Yeah, we were jamming basically. Do you hear the bass?
What is happening?
Well, Kevin, yeah, what's happening is that we're experiencing a live jam among five people across multiple internet-connected platforms at the same time.
Ah.
It's... Add to some sound, Kevin.
All right, I'm trying.
Yeah.
This is all new to me, you know?
I'm in upstate New York. Kevin's in North Brooklyn. Lim is in South Brooklyn. And then we have Tom in upstate New York by Catskill.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You hear that?
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, Kevin, could you imagine that this is what being in a mental institution is like?
Did you even hear what I'm doing?
Is that what you what's the sound you're doing?
This little sound.
Oh yeah, nice. Well that's nice with this. Can you hear the saxophone?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, barely.
Hey guys, I'm
here. Lim, let's go.
My mom is calling me.
Lim, you gotta go?
Yeah, I have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, Lim. Well, stay safe. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, and also someone else can call, you know, if I go.
I have people out there who can hear me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be using
my phone.
Solo.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful, Kevin. All right, nice talking to you. Bye.
WhatsApp call. You're receiving a phone.
No, 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 Martine. I'm on. You're on WhatsApp on my phone, and then I have a Zoom conversation.
This is to all my peoples out there in Connecticut and down there in DC.
It's 518-622-2598. Oh, Martine's calling me on his mother. Hey, Martine, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
Does this sound any better than the WhatsApp?
That does sound better than the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. We got high fidelity now.
Why doesn't he join Zoom too? Get him on Zoom too.
Oh, that's a good idea. Martine, I'll invite you to Zoom.
It only took me 15 minutes to set it up.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
We only got six more minutes.
No.
You'll have to set it up next.
518-622-2598. If you want to join us, you can get on the radio.
Get out your ukulele and call 518-622-2598.
That's okay. Before Kevin, you were on the air. I was telling people about the experience, and maybe you could describe in detail what happened when you missed that train in Cologne on the way to Ghent last May.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What? Is there like an epic delay or is that just me?
You might still be putting on the wave. I had the problem before that I still had Wave Farms live stream on the, like playing back at the same time. And so
Really? You
have to make sure that it's not on the computer in another open tab.
No, I got that. I just turned that. It's not that. It's not bad. No, I got that turned off.
Well, that I just heard. No, there's the delay.
Wait, somebody's delay. What the hell's happening? This is basically what like my brain is doing right now in quarantine.
Yeah.
I think this is how everyone's feeling right now.
I think so. I think we've managed to audio verite.
Oh God! Now I'm hearing the delay. But I gotta add the delay too.
No, but don't add the delay. But Kevin, describe why. Kevin,
yeah,
please describe to the audience so they can learn from your mistakes why you missed the train that led you to miss the gig in Ghent in June.
Wait, I can't even remember that. Wait, do you remember?
Yeah, well, remember we were set to play three sets in like the little atrium with describe in detail why you missed the train at 11 a.m.
Well, why did I miss? I can't even remember. Do you remember?
We were in a hotel room in Cologne.
But I don't remember why I missed. I can't remember why I didn't get the. Do you remember why?
I think you tried to download an app and order a car about 5 minutes beforehand, before the train was set to leave.
What? I have no memory.
Yeah, like the train. Oh, that's good. So the train was at 11:30 in the morning, and I think about 10:55 a.m. you attempted to use Uber or a German app to get a taxi to go 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
By a foot or train, and then you entirely missed the train.
Yeah, no, I didn't download the app. I had the app. It was that I had taken cabs around like earlier and that day, that the previous day. And so there was no problem with getting what?
Yeah, okay, keep going in the story.
Yeah, it's really interesting for everyone out there. But yeah, so I had no trouble with the app the previous day. And then so I woke up in the morning to get this. I figured it would be really fast, but then there were no cars. And so I couldn't get to the train on time because there were no cars.
Yeah, I believe it was like a Sunday or something. So maybe the Germans were sleeping on a Sunday.
Yeah, but it wasn't that early in the morning. It was because the cab ride was only about 8 minutes, but to walk would have been like, you know, 45 minutes or so because of the I can't remember, but
there was a metro. You could have taken a train to the station.
Well, that's what I ended up doing. Yeah.
Oh, you ended up doing that, but you still.
Yeah, because I could. Well, because by the time I got on the train, then I had to like, it took forever because of the delays of there was like, you know, you can't anticipate the train delays, but I ran to the subway and like ran all the way to the train. And yeah, basically with the problem of the lateness due to their Uber app not working, or it worked, but there were just no cars.
Yeah.
I know everyone, but this is a good way to end this program. Just like totally mundane.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Let's go from complete chaos into like some kind of like horrible story about me missing a gig.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean like keep going. Like what happened when you got to Ghent? Because it wasn't easy to find where the gig was after once you got to Ghent, right?
Yeah. And that was the other thing. And there were, so I get to the end of the park. It's in some park, which isn't a very far walk. It's not a very far walk from the actual train once you get to Ghent. But then, so I'm walking in the park and I'm looking for signs and I see signs everywhere. And it's a pretty large park. And so I keep walking around, like sort of thinking I'm following the signs, but actually it's a sign put there for a person walking in the opposite direction, you know? So I'm supposed to be like, I hear music and there are bands playing, but it's not the bands from the festival. It's like random, you know, like musicians in the park, like busking, trying to make money. And so I'm following the sounds from far away and then getting close and realizing it's not that. There was another festival on the other side of the park that I'm walking. I'm asking people, no one knows what I'm talking about at this other festival. I finally make it to the festival and I got to use the bathroom once again. That seems to be my MO, is to arrive at a festival and then have to go to the bathroom. But obviously we had to play right away, so I didn't get to go until after the set. And then tight shock.
Yeah, but that was, you know, it was still a decent experience in the end because I got to play a solo set, which was reviewed in the article that was written about us. So that was a surprise bonus for me. So maybe you did.
Yeah, he liked your set more. He liked you more than he liked us.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that might have been because, I mean, I enjoyed the people we were collaborating with, but maybe he didn't like who we were playing with.
Ah, and they were both Europeans.
Yeah, but he's British.
Yeah, see, the Brits don't like the Europeans.
Not anymore.
No. So that's the problem. We should have only played with either the Brits or the, like, wait, check the detail of this synth sound.
That's nice. Do you know what?
Want to hear
a square wave or a sine wave?
That's a good question. I got multi. Uh, I've been mixing
Tom,
too.
Do
I've
you have another show on at 9 p.m. or should we just keep going?
No,
we got 1 minute left.
Yeah, we're going to Toronto for a pirate radio broadcast. I think they're doing a Henry Grimes tribute tonight.
Okay, well, that's cool. Well, then I think maybe technical support came through. Kevin decided to join Zoom, so we'll try and keep this going next time. And thanks.
I have something about Henry Grimes.
Oh, really? What do you want to say? Yeah. Yeah, Martin, go
do
speak
it.
About
do it. Do it, dog.
Gig talk.
Go for it.
Say what you want to say, Martin.
When he was starting to play bass again back in around 2000, I used to give him a ride along with a friend who played the bass, and I didn't even know who Henry was. And I remember we used to go pick him up at this really messed up, run-down building in downtown LA. It was like half the tenants were crackheads, and we used to pick Henry up and take him to gigs. And then I finally knew who he was, and I found out about his stuff, and I was just kind of in awe that I got to give him a ride a few times, along with a friend of mine who also plays bass, Colin Jones, rest in peace.
Yeah.
As well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my story.
Well, that's Martin. You were a good mensch, and yeah, we'll leave it.